Well, would you look at that? It's just me and my best friends again. It's Josh Wigler here with Emily Fox and Lee McLaren on the Pen 15 Recap Podcast here on Post Show Recaps. Just the three of us.
Ooh, it is Hi. The three of us.
Just the three of us. That's going to sound especially discordant if the Post Show Recaps theme song is still playing underneath that. Those two are two great tastes that do not go... They don't taste great
together. A little
dissonant,
maybe?
Yeah. Sorry, I have to be honest. I'm a little bit of out of sorts today for this recording. I had three Powerades before we started the podcast.
Much electrolyte.
And so my electrolyte levels are just crazy. And also Maura's mom fixed me up with some chicken nuggets and a frozen pizza. So I'm also just really, really full. Also, I had some of Maura's candy. She had a big candy stash and I indulged. So needless to say, I'm just feeling a little overstuffed today.
Can you
today.
Imagine if we had a pantry like that in New York City, no less?
I would love it.
I know you would.
I buy in bulk.
I buy in bulk is an amazing line.
It is an amazing line.
100% true for most moms of that era, and also like even now.
I got
suburbs.
It from Costco.
Yeah.
They love Costco.
They love do. Costco.
They love Costco.
Love Costco. Love Pen 15. And this week on Pen 15, which is not really a week on Pen 15 since they dropped all the episodes at once, and probably all of you have been sitting on this like, oh, I can't wait until they see the three. But
the three.
But this week for us three, we are encountering the third for the first time. This episode three introduces a new best friend into the equation. I'm saying it right. It's Maura.
Yeah,
it's Maura. Yeah.
It's Maura. And she comes to like give some sass to somebody who's being terrible to our pals, Anna and Maya. And then decides, like, hey, I'm going to take you all under my wing and make you my new best friends. And they go and have this play date at her lavish abode.
Oh, yeah.
Where there's candy for days and toys forever and so much food and a really wonderful mom, except from one person's perspective.
That was shocking.
See you later.
I was very upset.
See you later.
I was so upset.
I would like to plant the flag down now, Lee, that explicitly I've never said. This is like a family-adcent podcast.
So my God, are we allowed to say it?
Well, we got
to
be pretty careful about
it. I think we say see you next Tuesday, right?
Well, that is the word that gets used by this young seventh grade girl, Maura, towards her mother.
Which,
I know.
It's
like so upsetting.
100%. I mean, A, inappropriate generally, but in that age group, I don't think I remember that even knowing that word at that point.
I definitely didn't.
It was very loaded on a few levels. It's so loaded as Anna and Maya are becoming friends with this new friend who the mothers don't like. Anna's mom does not care for. Maya's mom does not care for. I think Maya begins to not care for her either.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to be the direction that we're going.
But this is also eerily timed with the superlatives list, right?
Yes. There are high school
superlatives.
Or middle school, junior high superlatives.
We didn't do it in middle school. I feel like that was
superlatives, yeah.
The superlatives are occurring, and Maya and Anna and now Maura are best friends, the three of them, because Maura
due to bribery
unleashed
one ring pop at a time.
A vicious
campaign.
Which is
easily the best way to bribe somebody.
She broke the election.
No doubt.
A strawberry ring pop.
Oh, come on.
What would I do for a Tootsie Roll Pop?
Tootsie Roll Pop? Ew.
Yeah. Oh, I love a Tootsie Roll
Pop. I love a Tootsie Roll Pop.
I don't think you're serious about, you know, trying to get votes if you pick a Tootsie Roll
Pop. Wow, Fox.
What?
Shame
Even a chocolate on chocolate one?
Look at Emily just alienating the Tootsie Roll Pop crowd.
Am I going to get kicked out of the group now?
No, you're still in the group. But...
No, you're out.
Okay,
you are out.
I think the Blow Pops were better.
Charms.
Really?
Blow Pops, take one. Action. Hard candy on the outside. Bubblegum on the inside. That's a Blow Pop.
Wow.
But they lost their gum flavor so fast.
I know, they got really tough.
Charms! What? cut.
Unbelievable.
What a creep. Josh, did you have any superlatives?
Yeah, I was a class clown, believe
it or
not.
Were you really?
Yeah, of course.
No,
any
stop
surprise?
It.
Come on, look at me.
Are you hearing, look at this guy.
Have you been hearing what I've been saying for the last...
Wait a second. Are you serious?
Going on 7 years here on Poster Recap.
Are you actually serious?
Yeah, I got class clown.
Wow.
You got class clown?
I don't think
clown.
I knew that.
I got class clown.
I didn't know that either. Did you get one?
I tried really hard for best eyes, and I got beaten by, like, a very close margin.
That's upsetting.
What did you get, Lee?
Did I get one?
I don't think so, but I don't know. I have to check my yearbook. Which Lee, I should bring into this podcast.
Of, like, assigning the agency to the answer of that question to somebody else, so you don't have to relive your trauma of not getting a superlative.
Most dramatic.
I think I might have had one to do with theater art.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, best or voice thespian or something.
I don't think it was best thespian, but I think it was
the superlatives
like
are
that.
Happening. The superlatives are happening. It is unclear as of press time. Is Mora cozying up to Anna and Maya as an easy vehicle towards best friends? Is she authentically their?
I think so.
Does she authentically want to be their best friend? Either way, like, this is a weird episode to be talking about a binge.
It's so weird.
It's a weird one to be talking about a binge show in the middle of what appears to be an arc, right? Like, because the previous episodes have had some measure of closure, even though, like, the underlying arc has been, like, the slut shaming of Anna and Maya in school, and how they're just being horribly harassed by their classmates, and the emotional and psychological toll that is taking on both of them. But now we are introduced to this arc of, like, a new best friend that neither of them seem to be on the same page about. Their parents don't seem to be super fond of, but there's no resolution towards that regard. We could start next week. Next week's episode, Lee, is called Sleepover.
Oh, I bet you
things are
going
to go bad.
Yeah, things come to a head.
One expects that we are in for a tough time. So Pen 15, it's fraught right now with the arrival of Mora.
It's like what Anna said. It's my hormones. This is a tough time. This is not an easy time.
I think she's gunning for Anna. I think she wants Anna.
She wants Anna to be her best friend, and she wants to ass out Maya.
She's manipulative in a way where she can see that she's lost Maya, or that it's not going to go as well, especially given the fact that she, like, racially offended her about her mom's accent and stuff like that. So I can see her being like, well, me and Anna are going to be besties, and we'll just cut Maya out of the deal.
Yeah, I'm not into it. I don't trust her.
Nope.
As far as I can throw my ring pop. Okay. I don't.
Yeah,
you can't throw your ring pop that far, you fool.
Oh, wow. Yeah, like the pool thing. Although,
come on, I did that, probably still do that. I remember Jace, my sister. No, call people fools.
Yeah, you called me a fool before.
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah.
Jay had a group of friends that only called each other fools. I don't even think they knew each other's name. Like,
fool me once.
Fool me twice.
Emily often will call me a fool with, like, a straight face. Like, you'll be like, like, I'll say something that is, like, a very earnestly meant question about, like, I don't know, general operations. And then Emily will be like, no, you fool. And she, like, means it with, like, full throttle earnestness.
That may not be true.
No, you fool.
That is absolutely true.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What up, fools?
Yeah. So that's fun. Don't like that. I gotta say.
Really, that upsets me a lot.
It's a little
underreported.
It's a little bit triggering. This is the character Mora. She's played by a young actress named Ashley Grubbs. And shout out to Ashley Grubbs, because Mora is, like, a nightmare, and Ashley Grubbs is one of the best actors we've had on the show so far, I would say. I think what she's bringing with Mora, and the way she is holding her own and, like, really, like, dominating two 33-year-olds is, like, really special to watch.
Yeah, I know. When you stop to think about it from that perspective.
Like that.
Yeah.
But now that you are, is it true?
I'm afraid of her. That's
I am too. What if she tried to be friends with us? We'd be like, okay,
we can't have it. We can't have it.
Oh, but the pantry is so good.
I've been loving listening to the Pen 15 podcast. I'd love to come on. Have me on. No. Have me on, you fools.
Yeah. You fools. That would be loaded.
Oh, that'd be so loaded. That'd be too loaded.
loaded.
But she's great. She's really great. Like, I feel like she arrived with, like, thunderous impact. Yeah. She showed up. It's like, oh, shit. Okay, here comes Mora. This is going to be a problem.
It's a problem.
I don't know what her intentions are, Lee. Is this just exertion of her will over two people who she knows that she could... Is she, like, long-conning them? Is there something more... Is this like what happened to me around my bar mitzvah?
Oh, no, Josh. I know. It is triggering. I understand. And it could be, but what is she in it for? Is she just... Because best friends is over. They won.
They did.
You know? So now what? I don't think she's going away right away.
And I was nervous about the necklace, too. So she got everybody a necklace. Yeah, she got tough. A half necklace for each of them. And you can only wear the one, so don't wear your individual necklaces. She's literally wedging herself between Anna and Maya. And I was nervous, like, what was it going to say if they put it all together? Was it going to say something like BSB? Like, was she in on it the whole time?
Oh, no.
I was so nervous that she was, like, going to flash some sort of sign in the photo shoot that signaled that she'd ruined these girls' lives. So,
no,
I'm scared.
I think.
Sorry. I think
one of you has to go. So
come on,
one of you has to go. You go first, Lee. Go.
No, you do it. You do it.
You do it.
Hang up first.
I think clearly she's kind of insecure and doesn't have other friends, from what we can tell. Right? Like she has this picture of someone cut out of a magazine in her wallet.
Yes.
Like that's not a real
person. I think
she's
a pathological liar. Yeah, I think that's her problem.
And there are some serious undertones of not having boundaries, and clearly the language being used. It's just troubling. Yeah.
And the fact the mom is like, thank you so much for the girls being friends. I think she's got some troubles.
Yep.
You know, I think she has some troubles. I'm not ready. But when she did open her wallet, I mean, I kept a lot of wallet size friends photos in my wallet growing
when
up.
When you say and friends, now, what do you mean? Like the show? I just carried a Pocket Ross with me everywhere.
Pocket Ross.
Gotta capture
a mini Monica.
Yeah.
A Pocket Ross and a mini Monica. Nah.
If you carried
it was
those in your
that.
Wallet, I would be like, I don't know if we can be friends.
We probably would be. Yeah, but no, it was like you asked your friends for like their little photos and them to like sign the back of it, and they went in your wallet. And it's just, I had this like gigantic thing for probably 3 years. Of people's pictures, and it was like, how creepy is that?
Every day at the you go out shopping or you're at the ATM or something and you're like, would you like to look through my friends?
Yeah, like, what the hell, why did we do that?
Hi, would you like to meet my friends?
Hi, and this one is Emily, and this one is Michelle.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, and I bet you, I didn't get a chance to do it, but I bet you there's probably pages in scrapbooks from school that have those mini photos
still
around.
My mom actually just gave me a Rubbermaid container of like stuff that's like the last dregs of school stuff. And I have a ton of loose little photos like that where
we
dumbest
have one
notes
of
to each other. Yeah, there's one of you.
I hope you have an 8x10. 11x13.
Hang this one on your wall.
Roll
this one up and put it in your bag that you got at the Gap.
I like a 4x3.
You like a 4x3?
A good ratio, I
you
think.
You're
a simple,
of me
simple
in your
man.
Wallet, Josh?
I don't know. My wallet's not handy. I often do travel with it. It is.
Do you have a picture of me in your wallet?
No, but if
That's
you send me one, if, and I'm not kidding, Lee. If
How
you,
dare you,
Lee? I'm not kidding. If you send me one, I will put it in my wallet and I will carry it with me everywhere I go.
I'm gonna have to. I mean, it's 4x3, right?
Is that creepy for you, or are you up for it?
No, I feel great about it.
Yeah,
the real question is, Lee, are you going to book this at Olin Mills or a different studio?
Smart idea, moneymaker. Here's an opportunity. Should we to the
$5,000 patrons
to the 2,000 people at the $5,000 Pen 15 patron level?
We love you guys. We appreciate you.
Should
you guys
we
are great.
Send
Loaded.
Them pictures of us for their wallets?
Yes.
I
it's
think
definitely
we
not
should
creepy.
definitely do that. We could do lasers. We could do the one where there's like you, but also you staring at you from the corner. There are so many options. We could do glamour shots.
Oh,
we
for could. School photos, did you do the laser background or no?
I never did.
I had love a couple,
laser.
But
I love
it. I always liked a color burst. That was my move.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think I did, but I think it probably stopped like before junior high.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have to, as delicately as humanly possible, I have to broach a subject that I hope is not too tough, considering our listenership.
Sure.
But there is a segment in this episode in which, to get them out of the funk they are in, Anna and Maya's mothers take them on a shopping date. Ugh. It goes poorly.
Very bad.
Words are said.
Bad words.
Shots are fired.
Very much.
Tears are shed.
Yeah, mine.
Tantrums.
You cried?
No. I was just like, please stop, please stop, please stop, please stop.
Yeah.
Tempers are tantrumed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Was this particularly triggering to either of you or no?
I think, full disclosure, Mom, I'm so sorry. From the ages of 13 to 16, I was a terror to my mom. My poor, poor mom. What a horrible person I was. I slammed things. I broke things. I yelled at things. I never called my mom, you know, the C word. No. I didn't make it that far. But man, I was a terror. It was so upsetting. I don't even know if I would have gone shopping with my mom.
Really? You know? So you never did like a Marshall's Home Goods?
I'm
like,
sure
duo?
We did at some point, but I probably was just like, mm-mm, I'm just going to stand over here until you're done.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. I was pretty terrible. And then, 16, I found myself and I was like, I guess I'm done with this.
You got over it. You were like, that's it.
Wait, at 16, you found yourself and decided to be like closer with your parents or the other way?
It wasn't my parents. It was my mom.
Oh.
It was my mom. Yeah. I was rough to her.
That sucks. I'm sorry, Gail.
Yeah. Poor Gail didn't deserve it.
Not at all. Gail's
She'd be
the
like,
best.
Finally, vindication.
She's the best. She didn't
Thanks
deserve
for listening,
any of
Gail.
That. She didn't deserve
love
any
you,
of
Mom.
That.
Yeah. We love you too.
I feel like, Em, I feel like you weren't that bad, as bad to your mom.
I was not great, but I don't think that I was this explosive the way that the girls are to their moms. Were there moments where I'd be like, I really want to get this. This is really cool. And my mom would be like, no, we're not buying this. Yeah, absolutely. She would be like, no, this is too much. Or like, you know, this looks
You're being
not
dumb.
So great. Yeah. But I think that that's like standard mom fare. Like any mom would do that where they're like, no, if I'm going to buy you something, like it's going to be something that makes sense for you to
buy
own,
you
not a gigantic Tommy Hilfiger shirt that's for a man that you're going to wear as a dress. You know what I mean? Like that's a little bit over the line.
It was rough.
But no, I remember like being in a dressing room with my mom and being like, is this okay? Or like, what about this? And she would be like, well, let's check the fit and like stuff like
just
that. But
grab you by the waist just to like,
no,
make sure.
I don't think so. Not like that.
Does this
but, you know, like a mom touching your foot with your shoes.
Like a mom touching your foot.
Yeah.
With,
like, do you remember when shoes? You were little and you would get like.
Lee, does that connect for you or is Emily on an island?
So I would go get like Keds at this store in like Concord.
You,
or something.
You love Keds.
I do love Keds. And I haven't worn Keds.
I'm
since.
Looking for Keds. Well, give me a couple of tries. Just a shout out to our Hocus Pocus podcast that we
so
did.
Crossover.
I post our recaps patron only theater.
No, I would go get shoes and, you know, they measure your foot and my feet always were growing. Like I always had to get new shoes. And, I remember my mom, like they would check the like where your toe fit, like hit the edge of the shoe to like, make sure that your toe fit. So my mom would always do that too. The people that worked there were always so aggressive. I'd be like, "Ow!" Like, yeah, that's my toe. And then my mom
Stop
would be like, "Well,
poking
I'm
me."
Yeah, and then my mom would be like, "Well, I'm going to check it too." And I would just be like, "Oh my god, it's poked and prodded for these kids."
I'd like to leave.
Yeah, but that's what I was saying. I don't know. Is that way off in a desert, far, far away?
No, I understand what you mean, but touching, what did you say? Touching your shoe with your foot or touching your shoe with your toe?
Your
like,
with
I don't
listen. I'm riffing. I didn't expect to bring this up as a conversation.
I'm sweating.
Triggered.
Josh,
I'm
strike
sweating.
It. Strike it from the podcast.
No,
please.
It stays. It stays.
Dude, I got to say, the mother-daughter relations in this episode
it's
were
tough.
Rough. From start in the frickin' tub to finish. I was just struggling.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
But there is stuff that overlaps for me, at least, where I remember being like mad and like not making sense and like, you know, wanting to explode and like running off and stuff like that.
I know.
But I don't think I ever had like a confrontation this intense in any of these scenarios. Like, I think I'd be like, ah, you're making me really mad. And then I'd like run off and that would be it.
Yeah. I think probably out in public, mom and I would have a few like, don't talk to me like this right now. Yeah. You know, those like angry kind of whisper fights. You'd be like, let's go. We're just going.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't think she ever spanked me in public at age 13. No. Thanks, mom.
Thanks, mom.
That was a lot. That was a lot. That was tough.
It was really uncomfortable for everybody.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Thanks, moms, for not doing that.
Thanks for not spanking us in public. Right, Josh?
Yeah. I don't know. Does anyone want to ask me about, I don't know.
When you used to shop with your mom.
Yeah, she would just take me to Toys R Us and like let me get all the toys.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. In no way does that shock me. She probably gave you her credit card and she just was like, buy
best.
Stuff.
My mom is the best.
She's lovely.
Your moms are great, too. I love all the
all
moms,
our moms
on this podcast.
This is all your moms. Appreciation podcast.
Mom appreciation.
Sometimes we joke. It's just for the spirit of comedy. We love you all.
We do.
Yeah.
Stay in the room. Don't leave. Please.
We love you guys.
We do. We love you so much. This is a spoiler that when we put out the call last week to tweet at us and say present, if you were listening to the podcast, only our parents responded.
That's not true.
My parents don't know how to work Twitter.
We received text messages from all of our parents saying present. No. The Tommy Hilfiger shirt, was that what it was?
Yeah. Yeah, that used to be the thing.
Wait, but they were like, would you get an oversized Tommy Hilfiger shirt
you
to wear
it
as a dress?
Designer.
Yeah.
Was that designer?
Yeah, Tommy Hilfiger was hot. Tommy Hilfiger was like the
thing to have.
Well, I know
that Tommy Hilfiger was designer, but was that specific shirt? Like,
No,
I think it's just because it was Tommy Hilfiger.
Right.
And that was your only option.
Yeah, you go through the racks at some of these like stores that like have like the surplus of all the different designers and stuff. And like, yeah, were there things that you would be like, this is ugly? Sure. But like not to the extent that they went. They were really intense
about
it.
Yeah, it was pretty rough.
But yeah, it's like a gold mine. It's still fun to do sometimes when you're like, this is a pair of like pants or something from, you know, a store that's very expensive. Or like,
I don't do that.
You know,
I shop online.
I do too. I mean, let's be honest. I haven't been to a Marshalls or like a TJ Maxx and I can't even tell you how long.
That's disappointing. I always enjoyed a Marshalls.
Oh, I mean, you should hang out with Gail more.
I don't think that I've ever been to Gail, when this is all over, I'm in. I don't know that I've done a TJ Maxx.
Same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing as a Marshalls?
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
I liked Marshalls. There was a Marshalls in town growing up in like a very central location.
And my
town. And my grandma, Mima, used to live right down the street
at Marshalls.
From she lived like a 3-minute walk away.
Sure.
So I frequented
fond memories
the local
of walking
Marshalls.
With her to Marshalls.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. Marshalls was fine, but I always felt like I was in there way longer than I wanted to be.
Correct.
You know? And yes. I was just like, can we go?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd totally like to leave now.
Yeah, some of the stuff that like you can find there, you would be like excited because it had a brand name attached to it.
Mm.
And then there would be something weird about it, right?
So yeah, it's a well, giant that's why it's shirt. There.
Exactly. Or like the sleeves are really long because like someone screwed it up in like how it was manufactured or something.
Yeah.
There would always be like something like patently different about it that you couldn't find in a normal store.
Right.
And like that was part of the thrill of it where you're like, it's not a fake, it's a real thing. But then you'd be like, that's kind of funny. Whatever.
Yeah.
I got it for really cheap. So, but it's all a scam, I feel like, if you really like break it all down.
Yeah.
It's all
kind of
a
like
scam.
Outlet stores.
This is crap.
Well, no, there's like a whole thing about it. It's just a business to make you think that you're getting a better deal than you actually are.
I would never think that.
I've never been tricked into this.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, there were some great like early odd things going on. There was a mention of Blockbuster. Askrid is at the Blockbuster. I was
Here's
like, is
thing.
That ASSGRID that we're saying? Yeah. Askrid?
Oh, the game that they were playing when they were in like dolls mode and they're babies, that was awesome.
They had such great stories.
I was just like, I forget some of the names that they had, but they were really incredible.
Like her husband, like Keith or something.
Yeah, like something crazy, just wants so much sex. Yeah, just so much sex.
What? I don't think I was doing this at 12 or 13.
No, absolutely.
It's a little
not.
Extreme. Like playing with your like dolls. You're like, oh, these are my babies. But I mean, you're.
I was really into that when I was younger, but it was just like the baby doll thing. That was it. I never like. Created like a life where I was like my husband like Carl and
my
I,
husband decided,
yeah no I never like went that far. I was always just like check out this cute baby I'm gonna hold.
Josh like, is like who the f- is Carl.
Lee, I told you this was family adjacent.
I'm so sorry.
I'm
so sorry.
Bleep that in the edit.
Are you gonna bleep
Are
it?
You really?
Yeah, it'll be really good for comedy, especially now that I've said it.
Yeah. I'm gonna get bleeped. Am I the first person to be bleeped?
No. I've bleeped Emily a few times.
I don't want to hear about you bleeping Emily.
Oops. Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah. Okay, I get what you just did there.
Yeah, I'm kind of set myself up.
Uh-huh. You are. You're very funny. What if we were to give superlatives out to the three of us in the context of this podcast? Lee, I think class clown.
Class clown?
You'd be class clown?
Yeah, I think Lee, class clown.
Oh, Lee's class
clown. Oh, me, yeah. class clown. Okay. Yeah. So wait, what are you?
Class president.
Okay.
And I'm best eyes.
The thing you wanted your whole life.
Well, I guess if we're just like taking
so hard for this.
Whatever we want. No, Emily Fox is great eyes.
Thanks.
Emily. Like,
you're welcome. You're welcome.
I look deep into her eyes.
Into her eyes.
Oh, we are going off the rails early.
I really want to know if I got a superlative.
There's nothing to go off the rails.
Do you want me to go get the yearbook?
Can you get the yearbook and just look and see if I got a senior superlative?
Josh, can I get the yearbook? Go get the yearbook.
Go get the yearbook. Josh and I will talk.
Go for it. Yeah, we'll just hang out.
We'll just riff.
So how are you doing?
I'm good, but I have a really important question to ask you.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Jawbreakers?
Oh, yeah. So that was a great moment.
It was a great moment.
When they're walking down the hall with the Jawbreakers. Did you ever see the movie Jawbreaker?
You know, no, but I was picturing the cover of it when
so
I saw that.
That shot was right out of Jawbreaker.
Absolutely. And I was so reference. Upset because I was like, oh my God, Maya.
Maya Ishii Peters is a nightmare in all of the best ways.
Nightmare.
Yeah, she was like, blah, 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 with the Jawbreaker. Jawbreakers were like super lit at the time, right?
Yeah.
Jawbreakers were so loaded.
They were loaded.
Jawbreakers
yeah.
were very loaded. you fools, if you weren't in on Jawbreakers. And they were disgusting.
Oh, they were so gross, right?
They were so.
The fact that she's like.
Emily's back, by the way.
Foaming at the mouth.
It's not.
They were
good.
They were like chalky.
Yeah.
You know,
they were
at
awful.
The start. They were like chalky at the start, and then you would begin to reveal these layers where they're like suddenly it would be kind of like bubblegummy, and then sometimes it'd be like sort of like
time.
Slimy yellow, citrusy, and then like creamsicle orangey levels of citrusy.
It was,
and then like some sort of mystery blue sour taste,
and your tongue would just go like kind of numb if you just kind of kept going at the Jawbreaker. Like, it was so much work. It was a project. Like, you had to commit, or else you're like, what, you're going to put it in the Tupperware? You're not going to put it in a Tupperware.
Well, ew. It was the kind of thing that you weren't going to finish a Jawbreaker in a single sesh.
It's
that
like one
crazy.
Of those giant lollipops. Like, had you ever seen anyone finish one of those giant lollipops?
Which, what kind of lollipop were we talking? Like, you know, one of those, like spiral-looking lollipops?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that, like the little kids would have in the movies and stuff, like, I got a giant lollipop. You typically don't see anyone finish that. That's a lot of candy.
You can't do it.
It's, I would rank them, Tootsie Roll Pop,
really
Tom's
like
Blow Pop.
Rolls.
Tootsie Roll Pop, of the three that we've discussed so far,
okay.
I could amend this. Tootsie Roll Pop, Charms Blow Pop, and then like the standard big gigantic lollipop we're discussing right now.
So we're just ranking. What about Ring Pop?
Ring Pop I would put above
number
all
one.
Of that.
Number one.
Actually, to be honest, I would prefer a Tootsie Roll Pop personally.
I'm right there with you.
But you remember the Charms Pops that were like sort of like the flat candy? They were like a little bit wider, but they weren't circles. They weren't like spheres, but they were like a little bit flat, almost like a tongue.
Oh, no.
They were. Oh, man. Hold on. Let's see if I can't figure out what those are called.
While you're doing that, gross. Superlatives, you did not get one.
What the hell?
That's really tough.
I'm going to have to look through really my own tough. Yearbook. I think you're holding out on me.
You don't believe me?
You don't believe me?
Oh, my God.
Lee, they were just the Charms Sweet Pops. Just look up the Charms Sweet Pops.
These are like what they give out at the bank.
Yeah, but these ones were Charms flavored, so their fruit quality was much more pronounced. And their cherry and red flavors were just sublime.
So do you want to hear some favorites of the time?
Yeah, obviously.
Okay. What's your favorite store? 30% say Abercrombie and Fitch.
Uh-huh.
25% say American Eagle.
Sure.
25% say Express. 11% Victoria's Secrets. Not secret.
She had many.
9% Marshalls.
Oh, still in there. Still kicking.
Yeah. Can't get rid of it.
Can't scrub the Marshalls.
Oh, my God.
Who is this? So Emily is just like flipping through her yearbook, and then a cursory glance reveals somebody who looks in the corner of my eye like Martin Short.
What?
Did Martin Short teach at your school?
That is the person who also had a rolling backpack job.
Oh,
really? Wow.
No, well, this is excellent.
That looks like Martin Short.
Oh, you were friends with this person. I'm not going to say names.
No names.
No names. We all have to bleep you.
Yeah.
They got best hair.
Wonder who. I can't remember.
Best restaurant. Westford House of Pizza.
Cool. I've never been.
Wendy's.
Westford House is gross.
And Smoky Bones.
Smoky Bones also still exists.
Does it really? I thought that's where the 99 is now.
No, that was the old Oak and Bucket before it was the 99.
Right, but then they had a corner spot where they made ribs.
Yeah, but that's not Smoky Bones. Smoky Bones is something different.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's in Nashua.
New trends. Ready?
Yeah.
Low-rise jeans.
Ugh.
Puma. And tanning.
Tanning!
All right, that's enough.
Gosh, how often do you go tanning?
I don't think I've ever been like tanning.
Consider me surprised.
As an activity, I don't think I've.
As an activity.
Yeah, no, I don't think I've gone.
Oh man.
This is a weird episode to podcast about because I feel like we're in the midst of something.
Yeah.
Something dark is occurring.
Yeah.
And so next week is called Sleepover, and I expect it to be much like last season when Anna and Maya were sleeping over. At each other, at when Anna was sleeping over at Maya's, it didn't go great. I think that something bad is about to occur.
Something is brewing, so, and it is not.
We'll see. So that'll be next week's episode. hey, outside of Pen 15, Lee McLaren was on Post Show Recaps Theater this past week.
Yeah,
Hocus Pocus. It's
I did
in the
it.
Patron feed. Mm-hmm. If you're a Post Show Recaps patron, Lee, we're recording this about five-ish hours before it's released, so
holy
we don't know what
moly.
The reaction was.
Oh my!
We don't know.
Oh my
we don't know if people. We don't know if people liked it or not.
Well, I
but
mean,
I hope so.
They like us.
I listened back to it to do some editing, and I thought it was great.
Did you?
And then I started listening to it again, so I had a really good time.
You went again. You went twice.
Yeah. Well, I went through it once, and then I started like I got like 15 minutes into it again.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you have listened to the whole thing again? Just like for funsies?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think it was really good. I think we've got something here. both in terms of Post Show Recaps Theater, I think is a great podcast that people should subscribe to the Post Show Recaps Patreon at patreon.com/postshowrecaps to get in on. But the three of us, best friends, like I think this is good. And, we're keeping these tight. And I think that that's appropriate considering that it's a short show. And I think it's especially appropriate considering this is like we're in the middle of a storyline.
Fraught.
It is fraught.
The tension. It's tense, right?
It's too tense. It started tense. It ended tense.
This is one of those moments where I'm really hating that we've decided to do this weekly. Because I want to know what's coming up.
I do too. I do too. I almost thought about it and I was like, maybe I'll just do it and not tell them. But then I
didn't. You could have done that.
I felt too guilty.
I feel like I would have sniffed it out.
You might have known. You might have looked at me and been like, Lee.
All right. On that note, I actually have to go drink the rest of my Powerades. So I'm going to call it on the podcast here.
Oh, my goodness.
Lee, has anyone found you on Instagram yet?
You know, my stan, LaTanya, and I are, friends.
LaTanya was telling me that she was doing the detective work.
Yeah. It's a very hard code to crack. Very, very hard code to crack.
LaTanya cracked
the code. LaTanya cracked code. She's very smart.
LaTanya, you know I
could
just give you Lee's handle. And LaTanya's like, I'm bored. Let me do this. And so, in 4 minutes, she tracked down Lee. So it's doable.
It's doable. I won't say I was the most creative. It's no AIM screen name. No DivaQueen 189, unfortunately. Yeah. But, you know, that's
Rumpelstiltskin on the AOL names. Getting I don't want to talk anybody here. too close. Rumpelstiltskin on the AOL names. All right. Well, find Lee on Instagram if you can.
If you dare.
Find Lee on Post Show Recaps Theater Talking Hocus Pocus.
I did. Hocus P.
Find Emily Fox also talking Hocus P, but also talking in addition to Pen 15, Great British Bake Off over at Reality TV Rehab Ups.
Yes.
Yes,
and I'm at Emlet on Twitter and Instagram.
You sound
like I've never said that before on a podcast before.
Emlet.
At Emlet.
Emlet, like an omelette.
But with an E.
Emlet.
Yeah. Emlet. Well, I'm Round Howard, and you can find me on all of the social medias that are just Twitter and Instagram, and you can talk to me in the Post Show Recaps patron Discord. If you're at that level, the Discord is a great time. We've created amongst us in the Discord, Lee, where we've all decided to go on a group vacation digitally.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah, so we've been on a digital vacation. This information may be dated by the time this podcast releases, because we're recording this with a couple of days to spare. But we're currently being attended to by a dog who rides a turtle. As the concierge, and the dog's name is Wolfshanks, and the turtle's name is Dr. Turtletaub.
This sounds like very eerily similar to weasels.
Oh, I love weasels.
Very ridiculous. Are you guys still playing
that? Yeah, but I'm playing the Matt version.
Very ridiculous things are happening in the Post Show Recaps Discord page, and everybody's having the best time. So think about joining us. Patreon.com/Post Show Recaps. Sign up at that $10.
Yeah, I want to go on this vacation.
All right, Lee, I'll hook you up with a pass. I'm not even joking. I'll hook you up with a pass.
I like travel. I like dogs. I like turtles.
Yeah.
I like turtles. Yeah, we can make all that happen. Aw, turtle kid. All right, I think that's it. Until next time, sleepover. I'm so nervous.
It's not going to be good.
This is Josh Wigler being very nervous and cracked out on too many Powerades. Signing off. Bye.
Bye. Bye.